hops, the mighty Manhattan hops.
And here's one. Eddie Olczyk joins us right now. And we just gave away tickets to the Thursday game, which, Edzo, I'm very, very excited about. Because all of a sudden now, my beloved Chicago Blackhawks are playing like our Chicago Blackhawks should be playing. What do you see as the difference there?
Hi, Roanna. Nice to be with you. Look, I mean, I think a lot has changed. The one thing that has not has been the goaltending. The goaltending has been, I don't even know what adjectives to use, but, I mean, it's been all-star caliber. It's been world-class, whatever you want to say. Both Corey Crawford and Robin Leonard have been, I mean, they've been brilliant. And unfortunately, early, the Hawks weren't defending very well, and they weren't scoring. And that's not a good combination for your goaltenders. But now what's happened in the last 7 games, 8 games, is I think there's been a philosophy change as far as the green light kind of being on all the time for the defenseman to jump into the play, to be a little bit more aggressive, to try to play more on their toes instead of, you know, I mean, I guess probably be dictating the terms instead of reading and reacting. So that's one thing for sure. The defensemen have been much more active, not just scoring goals, but just much more active all over the ice. And two, the decision by Jeremy Colleton, the head coach of the Blackhawks, to put the Strome, the Brinkett, Kane line back together. And those guys have been going great guns. Kane has got a goal, I think, at 6 straight, if I'm not mistaken. So I think those two things, Roll, have continued, or that have helped ignite this winning streak. And then when you add it on top of the goaltending, you look like a team that's unbeatable. So right now the Hawks are going very well, and that's what they want to continue to do against Carolina tomorrow night at the United Center.
Hey, Eddie, talk about the play of Kirby Doc. He seems to be fitting in just fine, had a couple goals last night as well.
Yeah, you know, I think for Kirby, I mean, he's in a situation for the first time, and I had a conversation with him earlier in the year, Kevin, and you know, he's always played at whatever level he was at, right? And he always was one, you know, was the top player, and he'd always probably play more than half the game. And, you know, then he comes into the National Hockey League, you know, and then he got hurt in training camp, and, you know, then he got banged up during the start of the season. And, you know, he doesn't, obviously he's not playing as much as he used to, or he's used to doing. And I think for him, it's finding that comfort zone, going around the National Hockey League for the first time in his career and, you know, bouncing around on different lines. And he's played some wing, he's played center. And look, it's a learning curve. And he's shown flashes of what we saw last night and at other times, like all young players. And this is not a shot or disrespect to Kirby or any young player. Sometimes, you know, they get the deer in the headlights mentality. And that's why I think you got to just look at the situation. Every kid's situation is different depending on the team and the players that you have around them. But look, he can learn even though he's not playing as much as he wants or he's used to. And, you know, it's a work in progress. So, look, I think he's improving, and that's the most important thing. And he is doing a lot of little things that you want to see. And the more he plays, the more confidence he's going to get. And, you know, look, he got 2 goals in a game last night, and that's not easy to do. I don't care if you're a guy that's been in a league 8 or 10 years. So he is he's taking nice strides, and they may be small at times, but as long as he keeps trending in that direction, I think the Blackhawks as a management team and the coaching staff will be extremely happy with the progression that you think with a young player.
Corey Crawford, over his last 5 games, I know you mentioned the goaltending situation already, 937 save percentage. Yeah. Leonard, over his last 5, 936 save percentage.
Yeah.
When it comes to playing time, do you think Colleton kind of splits it 50-50 or plays a hot hand eventually down the road?
Well, I think the way that's going right now, Kev, I think you just stay with it. I think you just, it's working. The goaltending, like I said, even the game in Vegas, you know, when was that, 5-6 days ago, whatever it was, I mean, you know, the Hawks fell behind 2-0. I mean, the one thing they do have to break this trend, and I mean, I've talked to the core guys about this, is that, you know, they got to have better starts. Like, that's a concern, obviously, that they haven't been able to get better starts. But, you know, the goaltending sometimes can camouflage a few problems or deficiencies that you might have. And I think you stay with the same rotation. Like the schedule is brutal now coming up here for the next little while. And you want to have a brutal schedule because when you're playing well, you want to play a lot of games. And they played Saturday, they played last night, they played Tuesday, they played Thursday, they played Saturday. So, you know, I mean, look, in the perfect world, I think if you ask either guy, they'd like to get on a roll and play 4 or 5, right? Like they'd like to play 5 or 7 games. But right now it's working, so like I wouldn't tinker with anything. But, you know, as the season goes on and, you know, look, at some point, just like players, and I carry I'm a former player and I carry the card for the forward union of the National Hockey League. At some point you're going to have a tough stretch, right? Like the goaltending is going to come down a bit because it has been so good for so long. Just the numbers bear that out. So that's where you're going to need you guys to really step up in front and help your goaltenders. But right now, I would just stay the way it is, look, guy plays well, okay, see what the schedule is, and then you put the other guy in, and you want to keep him fresh. You don't want anybody sitting there for too long, but it's a great, great problem to have, and I think that's what the Blackhawks envisioned when they brought in Robin Leonard over the course of the summer.
It just seems that the puck is, we're on offense a lot more than we were for the first half of this already young season.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
I know that's what the coach has been preaching is, you know, take it to him, keep it in their end. And they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to maintain control. Now they can.
They can roll. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think, like I said, I just think that there's no doubt that the mindset has changed for the players on the ice, where now it's like, it's okay, we're going to be aggressive and we're going to press up and we can trust. So, like, when a defenseman pinches in, probably the easiest thing to say is, like, when a defenseman pinches in, he knows that a forward's going to be back there supporting him in case he gets beat. Or, hey, you know what, if we give up a 2-on-1, our goalies are going to stop him. So I just think that, you know, the aggressiveness that they're playing with is much more noticeable now from up top. And, again, when I watch the games, I get a chance to watch up top and see how things develop, and there's no doubt. I mean, it is a change. I mean, it's like going from Chicago summer to Chicago winter. Just the mindset and the flow.
Just like that. We go from one to the other.
Forget the fall. Just go right from summer to winter. That's the massive change that has happened here over the course of the last 7 or 8 games. And look, I think as a team right now offensively, though, they feel if they give up 4 or 5, they're going to get 5 or 6. Like, that's the confidence right now of this team. I think we saw that last night. I mentioned it with the great Pat Foley on our broadcast last night on NBC Sports Chicago, that, you know, you saw some overpassing last night. And that's usually a sign of a team that's got a lot of swagger and a lot of confidence. So, look, if the other team gets 3 or 4, they're going to get 4 or 5, and it's going really good offensively right now.
How's the book going? Eddie Olczyk, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life, is one of the great reads.
Oh,
I'm telling
great.
You, if you've been, if you love hockey, you love Eddie Olczyk, you love sports, but mostly if you love the human spirit, which is what that book is really about, and the human spirit taking on one of the great challenges, an existential crisis as you did, and how you got through that, it doesn't get any better. It is a perfect, unsolicited. I don't have a piece of this book. I don't have a piece of a horse with Eddie. I don't have a piece of any of that.
No.
All I'm telling you is that this is a perfect holiday gift for somebody who's either a hockey fan, an Edzo fan, or somebody who is struggling or has struggled with cancer or any kind of disease that, you know, scary, that you're not sure you're coming out of the other end of that tunnel. This book does it for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's doing very well. Extremely proud of the book and the reviews on it, and just fans and people that have gone through it and read it. And, you know, again, like when I was in with you and Richard, 5-6 weeks ago, talking about the book, I really believe is that my goal in that is to help and inspire one person, bring hope to somebody, whether it's a young person that maybe has been doubted in their life and they want to accomplish something, but they keep having people tell them no. I was able to overcome it. Maybe I can bring them a little bit of hope, or somebody that is in the battle, if I can help them get through the day, let alone get through their battle. But I'm hoping I can accomplish three things. Three things, my goal, and if I could get 2 of the 3, then I'd be pretty proud. Is I think that you'll shed a tear, Two is I think you'll laugh, and three, I think you'll love a little bit more. And if I can accomplish two of those three things with somebody going through the book, then it was well worth the 16 months of pen to paper to put my life out there, because regardless if it's hockey, horse racing, or my battle with cancer, I don't pull any punches, and I just tell it the way that I felt it and saw it, and hopefully that can help people along the way.
All right. The great Eddie Olczyk. Eddie Olczyk beating the odds in hockey. And life. Thank you, my brother. We'll talk
thanks,
to you
Enzo.
Soon.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, if anybody's out in Warrenville tonight, I'm out at the Buffalo Wild Wings with the great Pat Foley signing autographs. We got a ticket giveaway, too. We got a ticket giveaway, so if anybody wants to stop by, say hello out in Warrenville at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Thanks, Enzo.
All right. Thanks, everybody.